This is back to school week in many places. College freshmen are adjusting to college life, and many high school seniors are focusing on college applications and asking for letters of recommendation. Joining us now is Lisa Maselli, Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, my high school. Lisa, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and the students are coming back to campus across the country. So what is your advice to college freshmen about how to adjust to academic life, which can be very different than what they've experienced in high school?
Especially if they have had a lot of their past experiences in high school managed by their parents, by their guardians. So it's a lot of self-advocacy tips, Jeremy. We're trying to tell these kids, you got to step up. You have to be the one to reach out to people when you need help.
What do you mean by self-advocacy?
For instance, I'm amazed at how many professors that I speak with will say we have office hours and no one comes to them. So we try to tell students, don't be afraid. Your professors are there. They want to meet with you. They have office hours. You have an RA in the dormitory, the residence halls. Talk to that person. You have academic advisors that may be full-time professionals that are there to actually help you think about your course requests, your dreams, your goals. And there's career services. And I'm amazed at how many students don't even know about those resources or take advantage of them.
What about the workload? How do you get used to the college workload, which may not be as structured as you're used to?
You know, I sometimes go back to old pen and pencil activities. So when I meet with a freshman who's struggling, I will often get out a sheet of paper, and it literally is a grid marked from 6 a.m. in the morning to maybe 2 a.m. in the morning. And I'll say, for a week, just show me what you're doing. How are you spending your time? Because time management is so important, and I want them to realize there's no guilt involved if they want to put in that they're going to watch their favorite television show, or they're going to do Skype with a friend that moved out of state and they want to keep in touch. Keeping those things that are important in your life managed in your life are important, but it is amazing, especially with social media, how distractions can take away a lot of your time. And when they take control of their day, Jeremy, they have more time than they thought.
Okay, so some things for college freshmen to think about. What about high school seniors as they are starting their final school year in high school? You say it's time to think about recommendation letters. Explain.
Yeah, and for some high schools, I mean, I know there are many schools that maybe give their students tips to start talking to teachers junior year, because I think most students are getting letters from teachers who taught them in 11th grade. But the reality is you have to follow your school's policies on when teachers are actually willing and eager to talk with you about letters. So for the majority of the high school seniors, now is the time for them to start reaching out to at least two academic teachers that can really write deeply about how they think in the classroom, how they do things that go beyond normal classroom expectations, so that the college really gets some nice anecdotal stories about how this kid thinks deeply.
Does it matter what kind of person you're asking for a recommendation from? Does it matter if it's a band teacher versus a calculus teacher?
Yeah, that's a great question. And obviously what we talk about as letters of rec are about personal connections. So I get it. I get if you literally have known the band instructor for 4 years and you want that person. But that person will probably have to write as what's called a supplement letter. The academic letters do have to come from the cores. It has to be English, math, science, social studies, or foreign language. But it is very common nowadays for colleges that actually ask for letters to realize that there may be a voice out there that the student actually feels like knows them the best, and they will allow the boss from the part-time job. They'll allow the yearbook instructor. They'll allow the band director.
How many recommendations do most students need?
Usually it's two required, which is academic teachers plus the school counselor. I think what we try to coach our families on is realizing it's not about overwhelming the file with six extra letters. It's really about thinking who knows you in this high school year experience. And oftentimes we say to students, think deeply about who you really think knows you best. And let's say, Jeremy, they come up to me and they say, Lisa, I can't decide. I literally have five people that I want to write for me. And the college only accepts three. I will say to the student, well, who are those extra two letters that you're not going to be able to get? And maybe they can send me an email, send me a quote or two. I am happy to incorporate that into my counselor letter. So we're very eager to talk with students so that they feel comfortable knowing that various voices are going to be representing them.
Now, I remember when I got letters of recommendation, I really wanted to see what they said, right? But should you waive your right of access to do that?
I love that question, and we get asked that all the time. And sadly, there's some bad advice that is often posted or shared with students that say, oh no, ask 10 teachers, read all 10, pick the two that are strongest and use those. That is the worst advice that they can ever hear. They really should employ a life skill, and that is trust the person who's writing for you. Because if you don't waive your right of access, the college will know that. And that waters down the letter. The colleges may actually think that you insisted on rewriting it for the adult. So students and parents, I beg you, waive your right of access. Give legitimacy to that letter and show that you trust that adult who's recommending you. If they can't recommend you, they shouldn't be writing your letter.
Lisa Maselli, Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois, will link you to some of Lisa's tips for students and families at hereandnow.org. Lisa, thanks.
Thanks. Always a pleasure.